Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Abbas, speaking from the den of Islam's enemies in Paris, affirms the Palestinian Authority's criminal role in implementing American and Jewish policies aimed at liquidating the cause of Palestine and severing the Palestinian people and their children from Islam and the Muslim Ummah. In the meeting between Abbas and Macron in Paris on Tuesday, November 11, 2025, during which the formation of a joint French-Palestinian committee to draft a constitution for the Palestinian state was announced, Al Jazeera Mubashir, Abbas seems to be drawing inspiration from the history of states in the region that adopted Western constitutions as the basis for their legislation. They have taken Westerners as their masters instead of Allah Almighty. Abbas could do nothing but turn to Paris and ask his masters to draft a constitution for a state on paper. A state he cannot enter or leave without the permission of the Jews. He cannot even protect his administrative capital, Ramallah, from the Jews' incursions, and his forces dare not even appear before them. Settlers are terrorizing the people of the West Bank, burning their mosques and destroying everything in their path, crops, trees, and livestock. And Abbas's state and its security apparatus watch from afar without taking a single step to defend the people, their lives, or their property. Then Abbas didn't stop there. Beyond his insistence on a demilitarized Palestinian state and the disarmament of the resistance fighters in Gaza, except for weapons used to kill Palestinians, as he did previously in Jenin, Tul Karim, Tobas, and elsewhere, he pledged to halt payments to prisoners and the families of martyrs, and to pursue anyone who threatens the security of the Jewish entity. This humiliation and subservience is nothing but compliance with the dictates of Trump and the West, and a means of securing the Jewish entity that usurped the land of Palestine. Adding insult to injury, Abbas asserted that the Palestinian Authority is proceeding with developing educational curricula in accordance with UNESCO standards, Al Jazeera Mubashir. But what are the UNESCO standards? Are they standards of Islam or the standards of the enemies of Islam? UNESCO's standards strip the people of Palestine of their Islamic values and replace them with values of decadence, disbelief, atheism, adultery, and perversion. These standards aim to transform the sons of Palestine into mere shadows of men and to force our women and girls to live according to Western customs far removed from purity, chastity, and modesty. These standards replace the dignity of Islam with subservience and the culture of surrender, humiliation, and degradation, with the culture of jihad, upholding Islam, enjoining good, and forbidding evil. The matter doesn't end with the crime of altering curricula to appease the enemies of Islam. The Palestinian Authority opened the schools wide to all dubious entities to promote gender ideology, deviance, and Western freedoms, along with laws that dismantle the family and incite children to rebel against their parents. All these forces are gnawing at our children like termites gnawing at Solomon's staff, until our children die, their bodies devoid of the spirit of Islam. The crime was accompanied by the Palestinian Authority's disruption of the educational process in Palestine, cutting off teachers' salaries and disrupting students' attendance at schools to the point that attendance is barely regular for half of the weekly school days. In a systemic process of ignorance, alienation, and sabotage under the pretext of lack of money and the blockade of funds by Jews, Abbas and his cronies, after surrendering the land and conspiring against Palestine, now seek to hand over the people and the land to the enemies of the people of Palestine. Indeed, they want to hand our children over to the Kafir to do with them as he pleases. This is a grave injustice and a terrible evil that demands the unified stand of all Palestinians, a single man to defend their dignity or die as martyrs. The Muslim Ummah, by remaining silent about the Jews and the Palestinian Authority that is of Jewish origin, bears the burden of the suffering of the Palestinian people and their children, just as it bears the burden of the blood of the people of Gaza and the burden of those who possessed the power and were able to mobilize armies but did not, is a double burden, a burden that can only be lifted by liberating the land, sweeping away the Palestinian Authority along with the Jewish entity and restoring Palestine as a free and integral part of Esham, Levant, the heartland of Islam, liberated as it was by Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, and as it was by Salah ad-Din. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice. Al-Rum 4, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.